Jerry Harvey, who would be very excited man this morning. It's been a tough 12 months and there's been a lot of bumps in the road, but the Magic Millions is beginning today. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
It's a miracle. It could have been a virtual sale. It could have been half and half. It's a miracle. We're here. I'm on the beach. I'm on the beach. They're just ready to race.
I've seen some social media pictures of the famous horses up the beach. It looks a magnificent morning. How concerned were you, Jerry, just going back to 3 or 4 days ago with that outbreak of the impact it could have with the sale?
Oh, well, it's a day-to-day proposition. It's very hard to plan for something. So you plan for it, then you have option B, option C and option D. So we've got it all planned out. We knew what to do all the way through, but we're still in option A, which is fantastic.
You know the market better than most people through Harvey Norman in this COVID period. Are you confident the money is there, the buyers will be there?
Well, I'm not as confident, but talking to everyone here, there's an awful lot of people that are, so I'm happy to be outnumbered. And so it's very encouraging, you know, like the number of inspections we're having on horses, the number of people at the sales, the huge effort that so many buyers have put into getting here, whatever it takes. I'm going to Magic Millions, and you talk to them, and you know they went to extraordinary lengths to be here. So, and the other thing that's very apparent is they're so happy to be here because we haven't had a sale, a proper sale like this for so long. And people in the horse business, you know, they've been deprived. They've missed out on something that they love, they live for. Every year they want to be here and then they look at it and say, it ain't going to happen. So we just got text messages from Zara and Mike in the UK saying, look where I'm sitting and look where I should be. And then Nacho and his wife, same text, like both in the last hour. The photo of where they are and where they want to be and where they've been for years now as our ambassadors. So but Billy Slater's here. He's the only ambassador we've got. So he's got to make up for all of those.
He's also selling a horse as well, so
he is under the Arrowfield draft.
Yeah, it could be a big week for Billy. Just on that, Jerry, because it is probably more focused on the sale itself because of the COVID. There's all of the outside activities have been scaled back a bit. Do you think that will actually see more people focused on the horses and could actually increase?
It won't do any harm in truth because the functions we do and it's all for, you know, it's all promotions and trying to keep people happy and have families involved and all of that. So at least we've still got, like if you were here this morning on the beach with, you know, there's a huge number of people here all lined up along the beach and they're all happy. And it's early in the morning and they're out and the other good thing about today, it's not a hot day, it's just a beautiful day. And it's probably not what Surfers Paradise is famous for, but it's what I like to see. The water's nice and warm, everything's good, and you haven't got a really hot sun building down on you.
12 months ago, we were talking about the bushfire issue, and I know the sale raised a lot of money for the bushfire relief. 12 months on, we've had the COVID situations. With racing being able to continue through the past 12 months, and I know you don't only just run Magic Millions, you're one of the leading vendors there through your stud farm, and you're one of the leading racehorse owners as well. How important has racing been and the Magic Millions sale for 2021 moving forward for a new year in this sport?
Well, the wonderful thing about racing is that it's continued and with pretty much no interruption to speak of. I mean, this morning we just got news that another one of the countries we're in has just been closed down. So we're in eight different countries and we've got every week there's a drama somewhere in the world where Malaysia's just been closed. 21% of people tested in Malaysia have now got COVID. You know, like really bad news. And so that's on a daily basis coming through, quite in stark contrast to the Magic Millions on the beach on the Gold Coast.
Is it going to be a buyer's market, Jerry, do you think?
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting because in every sale, when the first 50, 60, 70 lots go through, then normally more pass-ins because the buyer's out there trying to get it as cheap as he can. The seller is out there trying to get as much as he can. So you've got a contest between the two. This time, there's never been a situation in my time where it's so uncertain. So then a seller's going to go in and he's got 100, 200,000 reserve or whatever on his horse and he thinks, oh, maybe I better drop that. And then the buyer's out there thinking, this bugger's going to have a lot of difficulty selling it, I'll hold back. So you now normally get a lot more pass-ins in that first 50, 60, 70 lots. And it's sometimes a very good time to buy. But sometimes you get so many pass-ins as a seller that it's like very, it's sort of, if you're a seller, you need to sell your horse, one, and two, you need to get a good price. And when neither's happening, so it's interesting because there'll be more tension than there's ever been.
How many are you selling at the sale, Jerry?
I think I've got about 84.
Gee. Are you doing what you do at Harvey Norman? Are you going to put some rock bottom reserves on them just to get them out the door?
Well, it all depends on the horse. So, you've got... If you're a horse seller, you've got to look at your horse and you've got to say, how much do I think I can get for that? The ideal situation is you look at a horse and you think, I'll get 200,000 for that horse. So then you put 130,000 reserve or something like that on it, hoping that they just keep bidding. In the event they don't, you take the horse home. If you put 220 reserve on it, you don't get near that, you don't even get bids close to it, then you're certainly to take the horse home. So you just, the trick is to try and sell over 80% of the horses you've got on sale. And if you sell less than that, it's not very good. So in this particular market up here at the moment, you know, this is very scary for me as a vendor, I can tell you that.
Who do you think's your best lot?
I've got, in my opinion, I think a lot of people might agree, I might have the best draft of horses of anyone here. So I've got lots of Schnitzels, Written Tycoons, Reduced Choices, and I Am Invincible. So I've got all the top brands, if you like. And I've got some very, very, very good athletes with very, very good pedigrees. So I've got quite a lot of horses that would, you know, be, you know, I've got, you know, buyer after buyer coming up to me and say, gee, you've got the best lot of horses Barrow has ever had. And I think they're right. So I should have a good sale, but maybe I'm getting a bit ahead of myself. I don't know.
1.9 million was the sale topper last year. Do you think we'll get to that realm during the sale this year?
It's possible. Did we have 11 horses last year that made a million or more? I can't remember. And I've said to our managing director, Barry, you know, is that possible we could do that? He said, yeah, it's possible. And I look at it and I think, I'm not sure it is, but who knows? Who knows?
The Magic Millions race day has been unbelievable. $10 million in prize money, the women's bonus. Have you got plans to continue increasing prize money and continue innovation?
Oh, sure. We've always, you know, like you never stand still. Every year you're looking at what do I do and how can I do it better? So it's, you know, that's what we live in. That's what, you know, we live for this event. And so we're always working on what can we do to make it better. You know, just this morning, like as soon as I got here on the beach, a number of people walking up to me and said, whoever thought of this idea with this races on the beach is a genius. But, and then I thought, who did think of it? I could claim it, but I'm not sure whether I thought of it or someone else did. I asked my wife, she'll say she thought of it. So, but the thing is that the vision of this, that every year that goes right around the world for tourism to the Gold Coast, for Australia, it's extraordinary.
You're arguably Australia's greatest salesman. What does racing outside of the Magic Millions need to do to sell itself better?
Well, my wife's just been put on Tourism Australia. And I was on it about, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago for 1 year. But if Australia to sell itself, I remember when I was on it, Singo said to me, you've got to put Steve Irwin on doing the commercials. And we did. And looking back, we should have. And the best promotion ever was Paul Hogan. So, you know, there's been good ones and bad ones. But when you think, well, the best one was Paul Hogan, and that's the best one in 40 years or something. What was the second best one? And I couldn't tell you. So, to get out there and be able to do something that really stands out, different to what everyone else is doing and appeals to everyone is like, that's the utopian dream.
So how can racing do that?
Well, racing in Australia is doing it because it's the best in the world. Now, I'm in New Zealand, very heavily involved, and Australia's that many miles in front of New Zealand, it doesn't matter. New Zealand sitting there just being made stupid with what's happening in Australia. And then you look at Australia and think, what other country in the world's doing it as well? And they're not. So you've got, you know, probably Volandis has done more for racing than anyone I can think of in the last whatever number of years because, you know, what he's done with the country championships and what he's done with the Everest and country racing and so you've got to look at it. Individuals sometimes can make such a big difference when you get that one person out there, male or female, they come up with an idea or two and it you take giant leaps forward. So racing, because of the prize money here, it's the best in the world. Everyone's envious. I mean, I go to Kentucky or the UK and they talk about Magic Millions and they say, why haven't we got anyone over in this country that can do something like what Magic Millions are doing for racing, for Australia, for tourism, for everything? Like, we're so far in front of them. It's a huge gap.
What do you think about the stakes? There seems to be, you know, a bit of fighting between Victoria and New South Wales. Should we all work more cohesively, or do you like the competition and the tension?
No, I think competition and tension is really good. I think if the states fight amongst each other, I love it. So you could argue that they should work together more closely, but you'd have to look at it and say at the moment it hasn't done any harm. And certainly if you're in the racing game, most people would say, oh, they should work closer together. I love the fight, love the tension. I think it's good for the whole situation. Makes everyone perform a bit better. They're all on their toes. They're trying to beat the other guy all the time. That's good stuff.
Well, it's probably what you built Harvey Norman on, isn't it? The competition.
Well, yeah. Well, I try to wipe out the competition. That's what I've been doing all my life. You know, because I want to win, and so. You're always going to have competition, but, you know, you wake up every day, I'm going to beat them. You know, that's what you want to do. That's why you're in business. For me, I'm 81. Right? But I'm out there trying to do what I was doing at 31 or 41 or whatever. Mm. I'm very competitive, I can tell you. And I've got a wife that's more competitive than me, and we're competitive against each other. I mean, we're in 8 countries, we employ 20,000 people, and we want to be in 20 countries employing 50,000 people. Mm.
You've been a phenomenon, Jerry, and what you've been able to do with the Magic Millions has been unbelievable. Best of luck today. Enjoy the barrier draw and the day one of the sales. We'll be following it all throughout the week.
Oh, well, it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be like, if you're not here, you know, get glued to the screen. It's great. Okay, thanks for talking to me.